Diya Umayshav Ksiv. By Nesachim, the Torah says two words. It doesn't only say Moshav, it says Biachim also coming into Eretz Yisrael, Ksivu. So maybe what needs Eretz Yisrael? Only when the Pasuk says two things, Biya Moshav. So we're saying it's true. Hachikom, this is what Rav Shmuel meant to say. Lelamed, from the Sachem, I learned out that Shekol Mokim Shinema Biyo Moshav. Any parasha, the Torah says these two words. It says when you come into Eretz Yisrael and Moshav, when you're living there, then you know what the Torah means. Einoi Elo Liacha Yerushav Yeshiva. The Pasuk means to say you only chayiv in these mitzvahs Liacha Yerushav Yeshiva after your 7 years of conquering and then after the 7 years of dividing it. That's when the mitzvah applies. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. And by Chodesh also the Torah says, Moshav and Bia. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah of Chodesh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and only after the first 14 years. But the Gemara says, if that's the pshat Yehochiv, so what was Rabbi Akiva's kasha about Shabbos? But the Gemara Yehochiv, so it says before, that, oh, my Lord Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered back and said, Hare Shabbos, I have a question upon you from the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shinem ma boy my Shabbos. By the mitzvah of Shabbos, it says in the Torah, B'chol Mashvaseichem, and it applies even to Chutz Loretz. That was Rabbi Kiva's kasha. And Rabbi Shmuel took the question, and he had to give an answer to it. The Omelan, he answered back, that Shabbos Kal V'chaymi, have a Kal V'chaymi that Shabbos should be chayim. So the question is, namely, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel answer back Rabbi Kiva that the question is not a question to start off with? Anor, be Yehu Moshav Kamina. I only asked the question, I only said my statement when the Torah says two words. If the Torah in this mitzvah says Bia, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then it says the word of Moshav, then I say it means only after the first 14 years. But by Shabbos it only says B'chol Moshav Seichem. It does not say the word Bia. Nowhere in the Torah is Shabbos totally in Bia Kiviach about coming into Eretz Yisrael. So what was Rabbi Kiva's kasha in the first place? Like Rabbi Shmuel should answer them back directly. I'm only talking about when the Torah says Moshav and Bia. Tzmura says true, but I tell you Chodah v'yod kami. He answered one when there was really there two answers. You're true. Chodah one he could answer back straight. Tiano Bia Moshav kamina. I'm only talking about in the mitzvah where the Torah says these two words of Bia coming in and O Moshav of living there. But Shabbos of course does not say the word Bia. Therefore it applies even in Chutz Loretz. But even so, V'yoy, I have another answer to you. That the Kamrit HaRei Shabbos, either that you asked in the question from Shabbos, Shinema Boi Meshavis, and it says in the Pasuk, L'chol Meshvaseichem, and Eve, so even if you want to learn out all over Meshavis means Eretz Yisrael, but Shabbos is different. Because Kal V'chaymehi, I have a Kal V'chaymeh to say that Shabbos should apply in Chutz Loretz. But I call upon him, it's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, when did the mitzvah Nesachim? Is the mitzvah of Nesachim only in Eretz Yisrael after the Yudalit Shonim, or does it apply anywhere to Nesachim? We'll see what it means anywhere. It's only in Eretz Yisrael anyway. We'll see. So Mar says, Nabamaikim Eflugi. What is the Machlokes? Comes out according to Rabbi Kiva that he doesn't dash in these words. So according to him, Nesachim would apply not after Yerushav Yeshiva, after the first 14 years, but right away. As soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, right away there would be the mitzvah of Nesachim. Now that's the Machlokes. Yishmael says, no, it says the word Bia and Moshav. It means only after the 14 years that they conquered and settled. And Rabbi Kiva holds no, that as soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael, even the Gilgal, they have the mitzvah of Nesachim. So Gemara says, V'maikah Miflugi, what is the Machlokes then? So Gemara says, V'kirvu Nesachim ba'midbar ka'miflugi. The Machlokes is, did the Yidin, did the Jews in the Midbar, when they brought Kabonis, did they have this mitzvah of Nesachim there or not? Like in the Midbar, they had the Mishkan, they brought Kabonis. When they brought Kabbanis, did they have the mitzvah of Nesachim or not? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Loi Kirvo Nesachim Ba'midbar. Rabbi Shmuel says no, there was no mitzvah to bring Nesachim in the Midbar. The whole mitzvah only started first after they came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Pasuk is telling us, you know when it starts. Not the first day you come into Eretz Yisrael, but only after Yerushav Yeshiva, after the first 14 years, after you finish conquering and settling there, then you have this mitzvah. But not before. That's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. So Drashi speaks out, even though we find in the Chumash in Shemois by the Miluyim that they brought Nesachim, so Rashi said that was only by the Ilas HaTamid, by a Korban Tzibur, they had the mitzvah of Nesachim in the Midbar. But a Yochid, a private person that brought a Korban in the Midbar, he did not have the mitzvah of Nesachim until after they came into Eretz Yisrael, after they settled there. That's when the mitzvah for Korban Yochid starts with the mitzvah of Nesachim. That's Rabbi Shimon's pshat. But Rabbi Kiva Savar Kirvo Nesachim Bamidbar. No, Rabbi Kiva holds the Jews brought, when they brought a Korban Yochid in the Midbar, they also had the mitzvah of Nesachim. So therefore, when the Torah now comes to teach us in Eretz Yisrael, you have the mitzvah, HaKochaka means right away, because they had it before also. The Rashi explains that in the Midbar you only had it by a Korban Tzibur, by a Bama Gedola. But now when they came into Eretz Yisrael, as soon as they came into Gilgal right away, it was hutta for them to have a Bamas Yochid. So in the Bamas Yochid, right away, if you brought your own separate Korban, you had to have Nesachim. Omer Rabbi, the Rabbi says like this. Hai Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, our Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, that just said when it says the word be in Moshev, it means only after the first 14 years, that's Masik Me'idach Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. He goes against a different Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because we learned another one that says the Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyo Venemru Biyois Vateristam. A lot of times the Torah says that by the mitzvah of Hoye Keviacho, Hoye Keviachem, like it's Mashmoni when you come into Eretz Yisrael, says the word Viyo by a lot of mitzvahs. Uporat lechua kosa biyechot mehem. By one of these mitzvahs, the Torah says clearly that it only applies li'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. It only applies 14 years later. After they finished conquering and finished settling down, like the first 7 years they were conquering, fighting, the next 7 years they were dividing it up. So it says by one mitzvah of Melech that the mitzvah appointing a king only applies after those 14 years. So this Rabbi Shmuel holds Af koil liachev Yerusha v'shiva. Any other mitzvah that the Torah says totally about coming into Eretz Yisrael, it applies only after the first 14 years. So in other words, our Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel says you need two words. You need the word Viyah and the word Moshev also. This Rabbi Shmuel holds no, with just enough of the word Viyah. Whenever the Torah says V'hoyeki Yaviyacham, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, that alone means that it only applies after Yerusha v'yeshiva. Now the Idach, what does our Tana before hold? He holds, no, you can't learn out from here, Mishum Dehevei Melech Ubikurim. Because the Torah says this by the parsha of appointing a king, and by the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. That also you first start bringing Bikurim after the first 14 years. So if so, Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kiyachad, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kiyachad, Ein Malamdin. The Torah says it's Chiddush here, where it only says the word Bia, and it applies only 14 years later, only by these two mitzvahs. So we say only by these two mitzvahs, he has to wait for 14 years. But all the other mitzvahs you can start right away. Only if it says two words, Biya and Umayshev. Nidach, what does the second Tana do? He holds no, he holds there are not two extra psukim here. Tzrichi, I need both mitzvahs, I cannot learn out one from the other. Those svarish neksuvim is, let the Torah just say it by one, and I should learn out the other one. Since the Torah repeated itself, it comes to teach us, Vedask here and no place else. But the second Tana says, no, it's not extra, we need both of them over here. The Kosa Rachamon and Melech, the Torah would have just said by the mitzvahs of Melech, Vuloik Kosa Bikurim, the Torah would have not written that the mitzvah Bikurim to bring your first fruits to the Kain and Yerushalayim. If it wouldn't have said applies after 14 years, I would have thought to say, Bikurim, to call Mishani Lialter. What's the mitzvah of Bikurim? That when you have your new ripe fruit growing, you're supposed to like be Maket Toiv, HaKoros HaToiv, and give some to the Kain, or give it back to Hashem. So I would have thought to say that the first fruits you have right away, the first year, you have to bring Bikurim. Why wait till 14 years later? I would have thought to say you have to start right now. Therefore, the Torah has to say clearly, even the mitzvah Bikurim first applies after the first 14 years. Now, let it just say by Bikurim, no, V'kos of Bikurim v'lo kos of Melech. The Torah would have not written this by the mitzvah of appointing a king. I would have thought like this, Melech, tedako lichvash. Like, what's the purpose of a king? The main purpose is to go out to have war for us, to lead the war. So I would have thought to say Lialter, that there's a mitzvah right away to appoint a king. When we go into Eretz Yisrael, we have to have war with all the goyim. So I would have thought to say appoint a king right away. That's why I need the prophet to tell me clearly no, that the king, you can first take care of a mitzvah of the king after the first 14 years. That's why he owes these two psukim are not like extra. We need both of them. Therefore, he learns out from these two mitzvahs to all other mitzvahs, wherever the Torah says the word via, it does not mean right away, but it means 14 years later. Vidach, what does our Tana do? Vidach nichtav rachamon melech. No, he, the Torah just should have said this inyan by a king. For like boy bikurim, I would not need deposit by bikurim. For no, I would have thought like this. Oma melech the lichvash. Madach a king, that should be very important to have him right away. because the king helps us have war, and we're going to have war now. Still, the Torah says, no, liachiv Yerusha v'yeshiva, you don't appoint a king until after you conquer and settle down. If so, bikurim l'kol shechem, he holds for sure it's a svara that the mitzvah of bikurim should not apply till after the first 14 years. Says, so why does the Torah have to say clearly by bikurim also only after Yerusha v'yeshiva? So therefore, it makes it like shnei ksuvim, that only these two mitzvahs and no other mitzvahs. That's the machlokes vidach. What the other time I don't know. Ikos of hach yevimina, like we said before. No, vidach. Ikos of hach. I would have said like this. Yevimina, I would have thought to say. Me did he have yachala? I would have thought to say no. That bikurim is like chala, just like the mitzvah chala applies right away as soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael. Because there it says the word bia. Rashi says the akol moedim. Everybody agrees. She nischayvu bo miyad. That as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, you have the mitzvah of chala. When you make your dough, you have to take off some challah. The Chassid Bohedapot says, Bavayachin. Fatanya Mishuna Biyazum, Nikol Biyasim Atoira, Shnema Ben Kiya Vayicha, Kisa Vayu. Fakam Nema Bavayachin, that means to teach us, Mechiv and Shebol Nishaivu. That as soon as the Yidin came into Eretz Yisrael, right away they had the Chiv of challah. So our Tana holds that no, that the Maisi, or the second Tana means old, that Bikurim also, even though by a king, the Torah says wait to appoint the king after 14 years later, but I would have thought to say Bikurim is different. I would have thought to say Bikurim I should rather learn out from the mitzvah Chala, that it should apply right away. Therefore, Kamash Malon, therefore the Torah has to say even by Bikurim, it only applies after Yerusha Yeshiva. But according to the second Tana, these two psukim are not extra. I need both psukim. Therefore, I can learn out from here to all over, wherever the Torah says the word Bia, it applies only after the first 14 years. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, V'hashtu di amrit, chayves haguf, the heges bein beret Yisrael, bein b'chutz loretz. Now that we're coming out of Shana Mishneriz, that any mitzvah that has to do with the person himself, like tefillin, Shabbos, applies all over. If so, Moishav the kosa v'chamona gabi Shabbos lomali. How come the Torah says the words v'chol moshev estechem by Shabbos? We're saying that applies all over. So why does the Torah have to write it for? So it says Yitzrach, I need it. I would have thought to say maybe Shabbos is different. Since Shabbos is always the beginning of the Pashas of Yom Tovim, when the Torah talks about Yom Tovim, the Gimel Regolim, it starts off with Shabbos. So I would have thought to say Tivoyi Kiddush. Maybe Shabbos also needs a bezin to be mekadosh the chodesh or to mekadosh the week to make a kiddush of Shabbos, and then you'll only have it in the bezin in Yerushalayim makes it. So Kamash Mula know that Shabbos does not need a kiddush of chodesh, but rather or a kiddush from bezin, but rather every single Shabbos is kodesh by itself. The chol moshe seichem, you have the kiddush of Shabbos, whether you have a bezin or not a bezin, you have the kiddush of Shabbos. Now, Moshe the kosher v'chamona gabe chelav v'dam lomeli, and the pasha now let eat certain fat, so you can't eat the blood of an animal. It also says the word b'chol moshe v'seichem. What do I need it for? It's the chayves haguf. Pshitig applies all over. What do I need a posik for? Somar says no. Here also we need a posik. Yitzrich. Because I would have thought to say hayelu v'nyonah the kabonis tiva. It says this lav not eat chelav v'dam is the pasha of kabonis. So I would have thought to say that this man, the Ika Korbin, this man, we have the Beis Hamikdash, and you have the Pasha of Kabonis, Nisasur, Chelev Adam. Then you're not allowed to eat Chelev Adam. But maybe this man, the Lek Korbin, this man is there after the Korban Abayis. There's no more Kabonis. Maybe there's no more Isra of Dam v'Chelev. Kamash Mulan know that B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, these two Isurim, not eating certain fats, and not eat the blood of an animal, applies all over, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Even if there's no place where there's no Beis Hamikdash, where there's no Kabbonis. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara is, Moisha de Kosar Rachmona Gabi Matzil Moror, Lomali. How come it says, B'chol Moshe V'seichem, by the mitzvah of Matzil Moror? What do we need it for? So it's a Chayv Saguf? Of course you have to have Matzah, even a Chutz Loretz. Tumor says no, because Talkot Adach Aminich, I would have thought to say, Hoyu Luksiv, since there's a postik about Matz and Mora that says, Al Matzah Sumrurim, Yechluhu, that you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, with your Matzah, with the Mora, so I would have thought to say then, this man, the Yikah Pesach in. Only this man, we have the Beis Hamikdash when you have the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, then you're supposed to have a Matz and Mora. But this man, the Lek Pesach, this man is there that there's no more Korban Pesach, maybe there's no more mitzvah to have matzah and maror. Kamash Mulan, that's what he was to say, B'chol Moshe V'seichem, no, wherever you are at all times, even without a Korban Pesach, still still we have the mitzvah of matzah. Now, via the cost of Rachmona Gabit Phil in the Petah Hamor Lomeli, why does the Torah say, Voye Kiviacho, in the Pasha of Petah Hamor and Tfilin, if we say now it applies even to Chutzlarts? Tomorrow says true, for whom he boiled like the Tony the Rabbi Shmuel. That we need for like a Tony the Rabbi Shmuel. That he says like this, the Pasuk is telling us, say mitzvah zu, do this mitzvah of Tfilin and Petah Hamor, she vishvila tikonis lorets, peschuz zed yidav to go into Eretz Yisrael. Front is an Indian that the chlal, the yikim mitzvahs we have, really the kavonis of Hashem is that the mitzvah should be done on Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, and it's the Pasha Tashchan, speaks out of that, what says Boretz. He says, the ikr, the rotzen of Hashem is that the mitzvah should be done in Eretz Yisrael. Avad, we hold you mechui v'chutz l'aretz also. But the real kavon of what Hashem wanted from this world is that we should be in Eretz Yisrael, in Yishalayim, with the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaKadusha, with the Shekhinah, and there we're doing the mitzvahs. That's called real mitzvahs. That's called you doing it, being close with Hashem. That's the rotzen of Hashem. So here the Apostle says, do these mitzvahs b'shvilish v'zecha to go into Eretz Yisrael, and there you'll be able to do them b'shleimus, really the way Hashem wants it. This is the way we've got to think about these days now, before Tisha B'Av, to feel about how much we're missing the Beis HaMikdash. Like really what Hashem wants from this world is that the Yidden should be together in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha B'Tayra, that's what Hashem wants. And we're missing it now, we have to feel better about it, we have to realize what we're missing. And the more we feel better about it, that's only a schus to bring it back again. But then the Pasuk says, Pishlei melamandi yoma moishav, which means kol makom shatim yoishvim mashma. Moishav means what? That the mitzvah seil chodesh applies to wherever you live, even outside Eretz Yisrael. If so, I know this. That's what the pasuk says. Vayoichlo meyabur oretz mimachras haPesach. When the Yidden first went into Eretz Yisrael, so in Yeshua it says that the Yidden did not eat from the new grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael ad mimachras haPesach. Until the second day of Pesach, yes, they brought the Korban Omer. So the Yekiz, Mimochras HaPesach Ochlu, Mimochras HaPesach, the second day, Tes Zayin Benisin. After that, that's when they ate from the Chodesh. But Mikor LaYochel, but before that, before the second day of Pesach, they did not eat from the new grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael. That's good, because if you hold the Yisra Chodesh applies, even in Chutz Laretz, so Maisa applies all over. So therefore, as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael, right away you had the Yisra Chodesh, they can't eat from the new grains. But they have Alma.